You are welcome to the 5 Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is one of the greatest invitations that God has extended to every one of his children. An invitation to the throne of grace. Just imagine if you have an invitation to come to the White House in America and visit the president. How would you feel? But this is an invitation to come to the presence of God. Some years ago, I participated while Obama was the president of the United States. I participated in a program. I competed to go to U.S. for a leadership program, which will give us the opportunity to actually meet the U.S. president, some of their congressmen and people like that. And it's an all-expense trip paid. I got to a stage where I got to the semi-final, and when they finally picked the finalist, they put me on standby, which means that I narrowly missed the finalist. But they placed me on standby in case somebody would miss out, they would quickly send for me. But of course, nobody missed out, so I didn't go. It didn't hurt me. I felt a bit disappointed, but wasn't that I was hot, but I would have loved to go on that particular trip, you know. But I thank God that I believe for me that it wasn't part of God's plan for me. That's why it didn't work out. So that's how I saw it, and I didn't bother. And I tried it like 3 times or so, and every time I would get to the semi-final, and eventually I could no longer compete, and I left it. But you see, as that is human system. That is me wanting to visit a country where some people were even born and meet their congressmen and so on. And I could not even get a chance to that. But I thank God that I have the opportunity in life to come to a place that is greater than White House, to come to a place, a throne that is above all throne, to come to a place that is not just white, but that is holy. Because you may have a White House that is corrupt, but I thank God that we have been invited to a throne that is holy. And that throne, we can be there all day. We can be there all our lifetime. It is called the throne of grace. Brethren, it's an invitation. This is the best invitation you can receive. But, you know, sometimes we feel that other things are more important than this invitation. We consider some invitation to be more important than this invitation. I once shared a story where I was rushing out of the house to go to work. I was getting late, and we had a meeting, a program in the morning that I was going to be part of. And as I stepped out of the house, it occurred to me, this office you are going to, who told you that you will have a successful day, or that you can have a successful day without me? You know what? I didn't pray because I was in a hurry. And then I came back to the house. I dropped the key. I sat down, and then I spent some time to pray. And when I got to office, I think they had canceled the meeting or it didn't hold. So there was really no issue. Brethren, don't let something be so important that you neglect the invitation to come boldly to the throne of grace. You know, there are places you will go today. You will go there in fear and trembling. Even if you are invited to the White House, do you know that you will go there with fear and trembling? By the time you go through all the security checks and they eventually ask you to sit down, by the time they finally come to you and say, now we can come in to the Oval Office to see the president, do you know you will go there trembling? But God said we should come to his own throne boldly, the throne of grace. Grace is God's ability that makes a man to do what in himself he cannot do. And then we will find mercy. Everything that God does is on account of mercy. You are asking for mercy, but you are not at the throne of grace. This is what I'm discussing is not going for a prayer meeting somewhere, going to a mountain to go and pray somewhere. No, it's a personal invitation to you. It's not a group invitation. It's an invitation that your name is written on it, that you, John, come boldly to the throne of grace. You, Jane, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There is sufficiency of grace. You see, the currency of heaven is grace. So when you need money on earth, in heaven, what you need is grace. When you say, Lord, send grace, grace will come. Now, grace can translate into finance here on earth. But what God sent is grace. They don't spend money in heaven. So what God will release is grace. So people sometimes underestimate grace, because what they are looking for are material things. Grace can produce any help that you need. He said, look at it, and find grace to help in time of need. So every need you have on earth, grace will meet it. So what you need really is grace. But you are lacking. You are blaming people. This person is not doing this. This person is not doing that. I want to ask you, you've blamed the economy. You've blamed the president. Have you gone to the throne of grace and God told you that there is no grace because the president of your country is from one tribe, is from one race, or because the president doesn't know what he's doing, so therefore I cannot help you? Has God ever told you that? Has God ever told you that because of the economic principle in your country, the mortgage, the tax, I cannot help you? Has God ever said that? There is grace for us as God's children. We do not live by the economy of this world, though. We live by the grace that is sent from heaven. There is no country on earth where God cannot take care of you. But you are absent at the throne of grace. I pray that henceforth the spirit of supplication and grace will come upon you, that you will be permanent in the place of grace, at the throne of grace, where you will obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of your need. Whatever need you have, there is a grace for that need. But you must come to the throne to receive it. May you become permanent at the throne of grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.